Precision surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this final quarter as they trail Morrilton 37-24. Husky inbounds it to Walker, and we're back underway for the last 8 minutes. Walker has it between the circles, throws over to Foreman on the left side, gives it right there back to Walker. Over to Martin near the corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Now picks her dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it back to Foreman, back to Martin now. Martin has it between the circles. Drills to the right side. Gives it there on the wing to Walker. Walker has it up at the top. Over to Husky on the left wing. Husky takes the screen. Dribbles towards the elbow, and it's going to be fouled. That foul is on Q Hilton. That's her third personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Morrilton. We are 38 seconds into this final quarter as Walker will inbound it on the baseline. Gets it into Martin on the left corner. She'll drill out to the wing. Gives it to Husky now. Ball goes to Walker on the right side. Drills to the paint. Now ball goes to Husky in the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Ball is knocked around. And finally rebounds controlled by Wright. And back comes Morrilton. Wright quickly into the front court. Throws over to Hilton on the right side. 37-24, Lady Devil Dogs leading it. Hilton lost the handle of the ball, but is picked up by Kors Meyer. She's going into lane for the layup. No, they're going to wave it off and call her for the travel. So Morrilton will turn it over with 6:51 left in the game. 37-24, Lady Devil Dogs leading it. Walker will try to get the ball across the timeline, but now she's being double-teamed in the backcourt. And now to avoid a 10-second count, Mountain Home's going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with them. 6:39 left to play in the game. It is Morrilton leading Mountain Home 37-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, Mountain Home takes a timeout. They got two left now. They trail Morrilton 37-24, a little over 6.5 minutes left to play in this game. Husky into the front court. Picks up a dribble near the elbow, gives it to Foreman, over to Martin. I'm sorry, to Pfeiffer on the right wing. She's going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound from Martin. Kicks out to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up on the right wing for the three-pointer. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer with 18 points. 37-27. Mountain Home cuts the margin back to 10. Here is Kemp across the timeline. Trying to avoid the double team. Gets it to Hilton. Ball is knocked around loose. Now finally picked up by Wright. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Emma Martin. And so two shots are coming up for Z Wright. Martin with her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. 6:02 left to play in the game as Z Wright goes back to the free throw line, where so far she is 6 of 7 with 16 points. First free throw is up, no good. One more free throw for Z Wright. Second shot, no good. She misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Walker. Walker into the front court. 10-point Morrilton lead. Ball goes to Foreman up at the top. Over to Pfeiffer on the left side. Now she dribbles to the top. Going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. Good. Hannah Pfeiffer now with 20 points, and that cuts Morrilton's lead back to single digits. 37-29 is our score. Kemp into the front court, being double teamed. Now she throws it to Hilton. And loses her footing, but capes her dribble. Good concentration by her there. Here is Kemp with the ball on the left side. Now dribbles back up between the circles. Ball goes over to Kortzmeyer on the right wing. Tries to throw it to Z. Right pass was knocked away. Ball still loose and probably picked up by Kortzmeyer. Matt Morrilton will keep possession. Wright has it on the right wing. Over to Templeton on the low block. She's going to try to pull around for the jumper. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call Anna Grace Foreman with her fifth foul. Said she used her knee. And so Anna Grace Foreman is going to take a seat with 2 points. That's also the ninth team foul against Mount Holmes. So this will be the last 1-1 for Morrilton. Next one will put them in the double bonus. And Grace Foreman is going to have to take a seat before too long. So Madeline Collins gets up. She's going to have to replace Anna Grace Foreman. Bell Leonard didn't realize at the moment that was her fifth foul. Until the official said 15 seconds to replace her. So it will be Tamia Templeton at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 4 with 6 points. First shot is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. 5:04 left to play in the game, as Templeton will have one more free throw and a chance to put Morrilton's lead back to double digits. Second shot, good. She now has 8 points. 39-29, Lady Devil Dogs leading it. 5:04 left in the game. Martin takes an inbound pass. Martin will walk it into the front court. Throws up top to Walker, who will set up the offense. Walker drills to the right side. Throws up top to Husky. She immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Martin tried to save it in, but they say it's going to be off her, and it'll be Morrilton basketball with 4:45 left in the game. 10-point margin as the Lady Devil Dogs lead it 39-29. Hilton inbounds it to Kemp. She's being double-teamed in the backcourt. Now her pass to Hilton is knocked away. Ball still loose. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morrilton, and it will be Mount Holmes getting the ball back under their own basket. Good defense there by the Lady Bombers, as they go with the full court press. Pfeiffer will inbound it on the baseline with 4:37 left. Gets into Martin on the left side. Dribbles up towards the top. Now going into lane for the layup. It's going to be a high arching layup and goes in. Wow, what a shot. Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night. And now another turn. Are they going to call another turnover, or are they going to call a foul? They're going to call an offensive foul on Morrilton. So that is on Q Hilton. That's her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 6 against the Lady Devil Dogs. Hilton's going to take a seat with her fourth foul, as she's replaced by Caitlin Williams. 4:22 left to play in the game. It is a 39-31 Morrilton lead, but Mount Holmes with another chance to cut into it. Walker takes the inbound pass from the left side. Dribbles up between the circles. Now is going towards the lane, kicks out to Husky on the right side. Her three-pointer, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Wright. Wright back the other way, quickly going into the lane for the layup off the glass, and it rolls around and goes in. See Wright now with 18 points. And Mount Tom will inbound it. I'm not sure what happened there. They stopped the clock, but Mount Tom's going to inbound with 4:04 left in the game as they trail 41-31. Walker takes the inbound pass. We'll walk it across the timeline. Walker into the front court, drills to the right side, throws up top to Pfeiffer. Immediately puts up the three-pointer. A high shot. It bounces high off the rim and goes in. Unreal. 23 points for Hannah Pfeiffer. 41-34. Ball goes to Kortzmeier. Now to Wright on the low block. She's going to go into lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Z Wright now with 20 points. And it says 33. It should be 43-34. 3:29 left. Morrilton leading it. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, they got the scoreboard corrected during the timeout. It is 43-34. Morrilton leading it with 3:29 left to play. Husky will inbound it in the backcourt. Gets it into Walker. Don't know if they're going to try to trap any on the in the backcourt. Doesn't look like they are. Going to be a straight full court man. Walker gets it across the timeline, drills to the left wing. Throws up top to Husky. Now she's going to go down into lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Wow, what bounces. Mount Home is getting all of a sudden. 5 points for Peyton Husky. 43-36. Morrilton leading a little over 3 minutes left. Williams into the front court. Almost lost the handle of the ball, but is able to keep possession of it. Now it gives it to Kemp, who drills to the left corner. Throws up top to Wright. Wright dribbles toward the elbow. Now goes back up between the circles. Over to Kortzmeier on the right side. She's going to drill down towards the lane. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Kortzmeier. Mary Kay Kortzmeier picks up her third personal foul. That is the 17th foul, putting Mount Tom in the bonus, but no free throws on charges. So they'll inbound it with 2:42 left, trailing by 7, 43-36. Husky will walk the ball across the half-court stripe. Throws it up top to Collins. Tried to get it to Wright, but the ball was knocked away, but Collins is able to keep possession of it. She has it up at the top near the free throw line. Finds a cutting Peyton Husky into the lane. Going up for the layup, off the glass and in. And now Mount Tom's quickly going to take the timeout. We'll take it with them as Husky now has 7 points. 2:22 left to play in the game. It is Morrilton leading Mount Tom 43-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
Well, Mount Tom took the timeout right after Peyton Husky hit that layup. They've got one left. Morrilton with two left. 2:22 left to play in this game. Morrilton will inbound it, leading 43-30. It will be Kalen Williams inbounding it in the backcourt. Mount Holmes going to go with the full court zone press. Ball goes into right. She's being double teamed. Now gives it back to Williams. Now finds Templeton. Back to Williams. Williams gives it to right. Now throws it into the front court to Kemp. Now ball goes over to Templeton on the left side. Back to Williams. And she's going to be fouled. Peyton Husky picks up her third personal foul. And that does put Morrilton in the double bonus. So two shots coming up for Kaitlyn Williams. So far, she is 4 of 4 from the free throw line with 7 points. 2:06 left to play in this game. Williams' first free throw is up, in and out, no good. So regardless of whether or not she hits this next free throw, it will stay a two-possession game. Second shot for Williams. She misses both, and the long rebound is controlled by Hannah Pfeiffer. 5-point lead for Morrilton. A little over 2 minutes left. Here is Martin into the front court. She has the ball between the circles. Drills toward the left side. Now is going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Wright. And looks like Kaitlyn Williams is a little shaken up there. As so officials stop the clock. Guess she's going to be okay. Q Hilton's going to check back into the game as Williams takes a seat. 1:49 left to play as Matt Morrilton will inbound it, leading by 5. It will be Kemp triggering the inbound pass in the backcourt, gets into right. Now back to Kemp. She's going to get it across the timeline. Finds Kortzmeyer in the right corner, back to Kemp on the wing. Here, now she's going to be double-teamed, but is able to get out of it, going towards the lane. Now it kicks out to right. Now back to Kortzmeyer. Back to right. Less than a minute and a half left. And Wright's going to be fouled by Hannah Pfeiffer. That is her third personal foul. So Z Wright back at the free throw line for a pair of shots. She has 20 points so far. And so far, she is 6 of 9 from the free throw line. 1:26 left as Wright's first free throw rolls around and goes in. Well, gets this next one, and it'll be a three-possession game. Second shot for Wright. Good. She now has 22 points. 45-38. Morrilton leading it. Less than a minute and a half left. Martin looking to get it across the timeline and does. Gives it to Walker, who will set up the offense. 1:15 left to play in the game. Walker drills to the right wing. Throws it cross court to Martin, who's going to go down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Collins. Back to Martin. She's going to pull up near the left corner for the three-pointer. Rolls around. Does not go. And the rebound is controlled by Hilton. But she loses the ball out of bounds. And it will be a Mountain Home basketball right under their own basket with 59.8 seconds left. 7-point lead for Morrilton. Martin Walker will inbound it, gets in it, trying to look for somewhere to go with it. Now finally gets into Martin in the left corner. She's going to pull up for another three. This one will not go either, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch, they're going to say by Collins, and it will be Morrilton basketball with 55.2 seconds left. And now Mount Salem's going to take their last timeout, and we'll take it with them. Again, 55.2 seconds left. It is Morrilton leading 45-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Fifty-five point 2 seconds left to play as Mountain Home comes out of their last time out of the game. They trail Royalton 45-38. Kortzmeyer will retrieve the inbound pass as she gets into right. She'll get it across the timeline to break the press. Now she's being double teamed on the right wing and is going to be fouled with exactly 48.2 seconds left on the clock. That foul's on Peyton Husky, her fourth personal foul. So Z right back at the free throw line. She has 22 points so far this evening. First shot is up. Good. She'll try to make it a 9-point game with this next free throw. Second shot is up, rolls around and goes in. She now has 24 points, 47-38, Morrilton leading it. Exactly 48 seconds left as Walker takes the inbound pass, brings it into the front court. Drills to the right wing, finds Pfeiffer on the corner. To Martin now on the wing, drills up top to Husky. Husky picks up a drill, finds a cutting, tries to give it to a cutting Pfeiffer. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Morrilton. 30 seconds left. Foul in the backcourt is going to be called on Emma Martin as she makes contact with Q Hilton. That is Martin's fifth personal foul. She is done for the night. Martin's going to have to take a seat with her fifth personal foul. She fouls out of this game with 2 points, and she's going to be replaced by Leah Jackson with 28.8 seconds left. So Q Hilton at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up, rolls around, does not go. One more free throw for Hilton. Second shot is up, good. Gets one of two, she now has 3 points. It's a 10-point lead for Morrilton. Walker takes the inbound pass, brings it across the half-court stripe. Drills to the right side, gives it there to Jackson. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Wright. 15 seconds left. She'll give it to Kortzmeyer. Now back to Wright, who walks across the timeline. I don't think they're going to try to foul now. They're just going to let this clock run out, and Morrilton's going to get out of here with a 10-point victory. 2 seconds, 1 second. That is going to do it. Our final score tonight, Morrilton defeats Mountain Home 48-38. We will start the Arvest Bank postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to